Sometimes God will put you in a situation because he puts something in you that that situation needs. So all the prayers of God, get me out of this, God, get me through this, there are things that God wants to do as you go through them that if you don't do those things, you can't be fruitful. And I will demonstrate why some of the stuff that is happening in your life right now that you feel is shameful and embarrassing and terrible, and it may be, I will show you why it might not be what you think it is. And I'm going to use two objects to illustrate. One I have in my pocket and one I'm wearing on my feet. So I'm going to show you two items, and then you can decide what you think about my illustration. These items seem to have not much in common, but I promise you they do. This is a sneaker. This is a seed. Technically, it's a peach pit. But inside the pit is the seed, so it's a seed. Now look, what does a sneaker and a seed have in common? Answer, class. Both of them have to get dirty sometimes. But one was made to. Follow me. This seed, if I take this seed, this peach pit, and put it in this dirt, in the dirt, and then yeah, I should use the headset mic today. There was no part of you that found any of that tragic. Nobody winced. Nobody cringed. But if, what's wrong with y'all? I just did it to the seed. But if, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Why? Oh, because this only has value externally. So if I do this to these, it ruins them. If I do this, to these, I just decreased the value, because the value of the sneakers was how clean the sneakers were. But if I have a seed and I take the seed, I just put the seed in the same stuff I put the sneakers in. And when I did this, you didn't say no. You realized that what ruined the value of the sneakers revealed the potential of the seed. And I came to declare that you're one of these. You're one of these. Hey, yeah. You're one of these. I'm the seed of Abraham. I'm the seed of Abraham. Hey! So when the devil does this, realize I'm one of these. And it didn't ruin you what you went through. And it didn't ruin you that they rejected you. And it didn't ruin you that you made a mistake. And it didn't ruin you because the value of you has never been that you weren't creased. The value of you has never been that you were squeaky clean. The value of you is that Christ is in you. And if Christ is in you, and I'm preaching in my socks to let you know, the seed is still good. The seed is still clean. The seed can still work. I high five three people, say is in you. Is in you. The value is in you. So now I hear Joseph saying, he made me fruitful in my suffering. Y'all missed it. He made me fruitful in my suffering. My faith turned suffering to soil. My faith turned suffering to soil. Jesus didn't resurrect till they put him in the soil. Jesus didn't get up until they put him in the ground. And some of the fruit that God has produced in my life happened when I was in a place that I never wanted to go. I can't believe you were so worried about my sneakers and you're not worried about your mind, your soul, your purpose, your destiny, your gratitude, your kids, your integrity, your habits, your prayer life, your discipline. You see what I'm saying? That dirt did not hurt that seed. It turned it to a harvest. That's why you came to church today. Because some of the things that you have been through in your life, if your value were external, it ruined you. But if your value is internal, it did not ruin you. It revealed you. So that this can become this. So that this can become this. So that Joseph can stand before his family. He was ready for the famine, but he wasn't ready for his family because that's where he really hurt. But understanding that you are fruitful in the place of your suffering, well, it makes you look at bad things people say about you a little differently. It makes you look at the things that you don't like a little differently. You go, wait a minute. If this goes in this, and I'm all out of seeds now, that was my last one. If this goes in this, then it will begin to absorb the moisture. If this goes into this, it will begin to spread apart and shatter. If it starts to shatter, then it can start to sprout. If it starts to sprout, it can grow down to get the nutrients and the minerals and reach up to get the light. But it starts, Joseph said, in the place of my suffering. And this is why it's really important that you don't get stuck in what you suffered. Because you've already suffered enough. Don't you want to have something to show for it? Say that again. You have already suffered enough. Don't you want to have something to show for it? And I'm applying this to every type of suffering. Even if your suffering was caused by your sin, you've suffered enough. Don't you want to learn from it and repent and claim the blood of Jesus and get clean so you can help somebody else not fall into the same pit? Ooh, I wish I had another peach pit. I got one more. I thank you, Lord. Joseph was put into a pit and the seed is in the pit. Help me preach your sermon. And the pit represented potential. Because God was keeping him there to get him to Egypt. Your life is not random. God is sovereign. Your life is not rotting. It's ripe. Everything you've been through is for this moment. If Joseph had met his family 1 year earlier, he wouldn't have been ready to embrace them. He would have retaliated. So stop telling God when he needs to do stuff and be a seed. Be a seed. And when you are a seed and you are in soil and you are in darkness and you are in obscurity, it can begin to feel like nothing is happening. But anybody who's ever planted anything can tell you the most activity is happening once the seed is no longer visible. So do not let the absence of visible activity in your life confuse you to think that the presence of God has weakened or taken a day off. That seed is doing stuff. Not that one that I just put in. It would have to be taken care of, but you get the analogy, right? It's breaking so that it can bud, blossom. And so was Joseph. And so are you. And he was in a place that he never wanted to go. Are you there right now? You're like, yes, I didn't want to come to church. My mom made me come. I'm not talking about church. You wanted to be here. You love to hear me preach. It's one of your favorite things in the world to do. That response was so weak, y'all made me want to take another vacation. And then some of y'all didn't even want to be in Charlotte. Some of you didn't even want to live in the city. Or Roanoke or Raleigh or wherever you want to put this camera. You know, we could go around the world and say, I didn't want to be here in this soil. Soil isn't sexy. That's where it happens. That's where the hard shell breaks off so that what is inside can grab on and shoot forth and fill the world with fruit. Now, the beauty of this message is that we can apply what I have just said to any situation in your life, because I just told you about a God who can increase you in Egypt. A place that God's people would celebrate coming out of. And Joseph said, he increased me in the very place where I was dragged, kicking and screaming. It doesn't have to be a situation that you chose for you to grow through it. It doesn't have to be a situation that you like for you to stay in it. It doesn't have to be a state of mind that you enjoy for it to be productive. Every time I get ready to preach, not 9 out of 10 times, not 99 out of 100 times, every time I prepare to preach to you, just before the breakthrough of the word comes mounting anxiety. Almost it feels like the flu. I want to go to bed. I want to call in sick. I have learned that that is a sign that I'm in the rich soil now. That I have broken through the surface and I'm in the soil. And now if you don't ever sit with your anxiety and process it with God, but you just run straight to pills, you just run straight to porn, you just run straight to people who will say what you want to hear, if you don't ever sit with it and work through it, you will never see what was in you that was designed to be broken away in the soil of your fruitful place. I thought Canaan was the land with fruit. I thought the promised land was the land of fruit. I thought that was the land God was taking them to. Joseph said, I have a God who, if the land doesn't have fruit, he'll bring fruit out of you. He'll do it in your school. If every kid in your school is crazy, you'll be the sane one to show them how to walk in the ways of God. That's what the seed was made for. I see some of our kids going back to school in August and saying, it's going to happen here. There's going to be a revival here. There's going to be an outpouring here. There's going to be a day of Pentecost fully come here. I'm going to do it here. It's going to happen on YouTube. It's going to happen here. It's going to happen in my family. It's going to happen here. It's going to happen in my midlife. It's going to happen here. It's going to happen in my old age. It's going to happen here. It's going to happen in my failure. It's going to happen here.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.